the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
A weekly hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s obscurities, podcast via freefm.org.nz and iTunes, and spreading the love via facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
I think this music has something terribly important to tell us adults, and we would be wise not to behave like ostriches about it.
Retrospect fans, Phil Gray here with another fantastic episode of 60s Garage Rock, Garage Punk, Freakbeat and Psychedelia. This is episode 460. Got it underway with a band called The Cave Men from Key West, Florida. One release, August 1966, on a label called Shell Records. We took the B-side called It's Trash. Now it's even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s Garage Rock, Garage Punk, Freakbeat and Psychedelia. Simply ask your Spotify-enabled device to play you Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. So this episode of Retrospect is a little different. We're playing the name game. 60s Garage Band sound alike. Not that they sound alike, but that their names sound alike. This is something that's caused confusion throughout the production of past Retrospect episodes. There are certain band names that were held by bands all across the world. So I thought, why not make something out of that? So let's get this set underway. With a band out of Germany, 1967 release on a label called ASP. The track is called I Need You. This band out of Germany is called The Cave Dwellers.
Thank you.
just the lyrics, it's the beat.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Like a lotus with my incense burner, I unplug my head, tuning in the pulsations of reality. Short circuit vibrations start to throbbing, receding ricocheting like a pinball on a rainbow, levitating my mind. With my mind expanding, exploding, I sit here meditating, searching, probing, skinny dipping in the depths of eternity. Meditating, meditating. Satisfy my mind, the truth and reality. I sit here searching and probing in the depths of eternity. With my mind expanding, exploding, I sit here meditating, searching and probing for eternity. Meditating.
Hi, this is Gary Goldberg, founder and keyboardist from the original Chicago's Cave Dwellers. We got together in 1964 and recorded our first song starting in 65. Here's one of our tracks from our heyday of the 60s garage punk music with host Phil Gray and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Hello, Hamilton, New Zealand.
Home every day and night, trying to figure out who's from around. shall bring America down the way of other nations come. We refuse to know to do right. We refuse to do right.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Can't you see I need you? Can't believe that we're through. Coming up on me now, I'm going down fast. Sinking, beating, getting stronger now, I ain't gonna last. Here it comes now.
It's Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show, the great 60s garage rock sound-alike episode. The set got underway with German band The Cave Dwellers, a track called I Need You. Secondly in the set, from California, another band called The Cave Dwellers. From the Bay Area, one single in 1968 on a label called Baytown. It's a track called Meditation. From California's The Cave Dwellers. Following them, and picture and information up on our Instagram and Facebook, Retrospect's good friends, The Cave Dwellers, Chicago's original 60s garage rock band. Hi to the guys. Love that early Cave Dwellers track called Run Around. And wrapping the set, yet another band called The Cave Dwellers on ABC Paramount. I've seen this credited as being a UK release, but I believe it's an American release, American band. Track appears on 60s Rebellion Volume 16, the LP. The Cave Dwellers, Sinking Feeling, A-side of that 45 from 1965. So The Cave Dwellers out of Germany, and three different Cave Dwellers out of the States.
Did what you hear?
Yeah!
Check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, CastBox, Podbean, Pod Directory, and many more.
Yeah. Well, one of the most seminal 60s Garage Punk bands, the Sonics. Here's one off 1965's album, Here Are the Sonics, out of Tacoma, Washington, The Sonics with Boss Hoss.
Yeah.
When my daddy went to school in North Georgia in the early 1900s, they did not have all of the facilities that we have in our modern schools. They played games that were simple, like drop the handkerchief. Such is not the case in many present-day classrooms. Many modern teachers think it more necessary to teach sex than the three R's.
Boys and girls, as I have discussed with you many times before, I personally believe that premarital sex is necessary. And now, we will go on to discuss the seven erotic zones of passion in every woman. The first one is...
And they go on to teach worse things. Times have changed. They're adding so many more things to make our children go astray. Today we have the drive-in theater. Have you considered what goes on down there? It's nothing more than a spawning house for sex. What's shown on the screen is nothing but raw sex and violence, and there's no supervision.
The streets of a crowded city, the children all playing their games. The cars and the buses and thousands of people, places without names. Is this crowded city's a loneliness city? Happiness walks in the shadows. This busy city is a great city. Happiness walks in the shadows. Mm-hmm.
from the heartaches of this crowded city. I want a chance to be me. Is this crowded city so lonely city? Happiness wants in the shadows. This busy city is not great city. Happiness wants in the shadows.
It's Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Don't forget about back episodes. You can get them everywhere you get your podcasts. Subscribe if you can. Rate and review if you'd like. So this episode, we are playing the name game. We are looking at 60s garage bands that share their name. Set of three there. Topping the set, the Sonics out of Tacoma, Washington with Boss Hoss. Secondly, a band out of Bangkok, although they were American kids. Sons of American workers and military members abroad. These guys got a career playing clubs in Bangkok, released three 45s. Now, actually, their name was just The Sonics, but online you'll see them referred to as The Sonics, Inc. That was done just to differentiate them. So they've got a track on Back from the Grave, Volume 8. We had The Sonics with Diddy Wah Diddy. Wrapping the set, yet another Sonics, this time out of Germany, on a label called Areola Records, 7-inch 45. We took the B-side, Heartbreak City. So the Sonics out of the States, the Sonics out of Thailand, and the Sonics out of Germany. This crazy theme carries on straight after this.
Phil Gray
and the Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
Lamboy Dukes are a name known to fans of 60s music. But I wonder if you know this band. They're out of the UK. Had half a dozen singles on Polydor Records between early 67 and mid 68. So Britain's the Amboy Dukes, you better find yourself someone.
You better find yourself someone to love.
Life should just be grooving, and brother, I ain't fooling. You better find someone. Have a girl who needs you, looking good to please you, looking good, oh babe.
In your corner all the way. You better find
yourself somebody.
There's a reason, you should see that.
Baby, you do it, find someone to love. Have a girl and need ya. Looking good to please ya. Looking good, oh babe.
In your corner all the way.
Underground music, the In Sound of today, the Amboy Dukes.
We'll be right back.
your cares behind. Come with us and find the pleasures of the journey to the center of the mind. Come along if you care. Come along if you dare. Take a ride to the land inside of your mind. Beyond the seas of thought, beyond the realm of what, across the streams of hopes and dreams where things are really not. Come along if you care. Come along if you dare. Take a ride to the land inside of your mind. But please realize you'll probably be surprised. For it's a land unknown to man where fantasy is back. So if you can, please understand, you might not come back. Time to journey to the center of the mind. Center of the mind.
I'm Tony in Washington, Indiana, USA. I listen to Phil Gray's Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show because it's groovy, man.
She said she'd never, ever leave me. But she's gone with somebody new. So take a great big look at the big, big old fool. That we must buy to find somebody new. She said I was untrue and left me through. If you see her, tell her for me that I love her. But if she's with somebody new, don't tell me whatever you do. So I have to go out, look around until I finally find someone who take the place of you.
Thank you. Retro Speak.
Yo soy un agente de gran potencial, muy solicitado por mi inteligencia. ¿Le puedo yo servir? No más me llama usted. Yo puedo resolver en poco tiempo secretos para mí. Secretos no ha de haber, pues nunca me ha fallado y eso no ha de suceder. Siempre buena suerte yo he tenido, aventuras siempre me han sobrado. Los peligros para mí son mejores que el amor, porque ante ellos siempre yo he andado. Secretos para mí, secretos no ha de haber, pues nunca me ha fallado y eso no ha de suceder.
And that is a long set of five tracks on this week's Retrospect. Topping the set, the Amboy Dukes out of the UK. You better find yourself someone, followed by the better known Amboy Dukes. From Chicago, Illinois, formed 1964. Journey to the Center of the Mind, possibly their biggest hit. That version of the Amboy Dukes, of course, one consistent member, Ted Nugent. So two different Amboy Dukes, followed by the Thunderbirds. Band out of Chicago on Delaware Records. We took the B-side off a 45 from 1965 called Take a Look at a Fool. Followed by The Thunderbirds off the Planetary Pebbles Volume 1 Surf Beat Behind the Iron Curtain compilation. This band out of Guyana, track called African Guitar. Now these guys may have been American, certainly some of the members migrated to North America in 1968. So we had Thunderbirds out of the US, Thunderbirds out of Guyana, the set wrapped with Los Thunderbirds out of Mexico. One of the bands from the Orfeon Studios. This band had three releases, I believe all in 1966. Los Thunderbirds with Secretos Para Mi.
Like us on Facebook. Facebook.com/RetrospectGaragePunkRadio.
Here's a band called The Lost Ones. On a label called Mersey, but no, it was out of the States. 1967-45. They were also known as The Cruisers with a K. Had two releases as The Cruisers, 65 and 66. But as The Lost Ones, this 45, here's the A-side, I Can't Believe You.
I can't believe you.
terribly sad indictment of our society. Psychiatrists believe that prolonged exposure, though he may not be aware of its true nature, will nevertheless pervert.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Two tracks from The Lost Ones. First band on Mersey Records, also known as The Cruisers. The second Lost Ones, released on Valiant Records, 1965, and a band out of California. Track called Trouble in the Streets.
Retrospect. Just found half of a funny looking cigarette. Now what?
Well, let's carry on. The name game. Here's a band called the MI5. They're out of Australia. Tracks on a comp called The Scene from Northern Victoria. Another one, it's a cave-in. So the MI5. This one is called Mugsy.
These are particularly harmful.
Oh, I think obviously the younger generation, and in this town we've got a number of boys' schools and girls' schools, and I cannot believe that these can be any else but harmful. for them.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelic. You see, with her, love is only a game. Come tomorrow, she won't remember your name. You're gonna wake up with an aching heart. She's gonna say, it's time to part. Well, you may wonder how I'm so sure, but I've seen it all happen before. I can see the signs only too well. Only time will tell.
And there's two tracks from the MI5. The first MI5 track called Muggsy out of Australia. The second MI5 out of Slough in the UK. Became known as The Maze a bit later on. Then in 1967, two members left to join Deep Purple. So the MI5, track called Only Time Will Tell from 1966. And that takes us to the end of this episode of Retrospect. Hope you've enjoyed the humorous intent with which I bring you this episode. I'm going to leave you with a band that don't often play on Retrospect, but they were, of course, one of the most important bands of the 60s. But did they influence any 60s garage bands? No, I wouldn't think so. They always say at the time not many people heard this band. They are the Velvet Underground. But of course, there's a twist. This track is from the Velvet Underground Limited out of Enid, Oklahoma. On Foundation Records, 1968 release. This is called Why Don't You Love Me? But we are going to rap with the Velvet Underground out of New York City, with an alternate take of European Sun. Hope you've enjoyed it. Hope you enjoy these two tracks. Thanks for joining me. I'm Phil Gray for Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
Roll.
It opens a whole new world of music for you.
You killed your European son. You spit on those under 21. But now your blue cars are gone, you better sit so long. Hey, hey, bye, bye, bye. You made your wallpapers green. You want to make love to the scene. Your European sun is gone, you better sit so long. Your clouds treat you goodbye. Thank you.
connect with Retrospect. Retrospect Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
It was not a great job.